好，我们圣餐的圣礼就到这里。我们在这个主日当中，感谢神，我们继续来思想神的话语。我们弟兄姊妹，请起立。
Let's all stand up.
我们一起来读一处圣经的经文，是在约翰福音十一章第一到第七节和第十一到第十五节。
Read the scriptures on the screen from John 11:1-7 and 11:15.
我们一起来读约翰福音十一章一节起。有一个患病的人，名叫拿撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏膏主，又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拿撒路是他的兄弟，他姐妹二人就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫他儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拿撒路，听见拿撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拿撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拿撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
感谢圣灵带领我们能够明白，能够认识圣经的话语。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit to lead us to understand the word of God.
神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，就是我们路上的光，就是我们生命的粮食。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path, and it is the bride of our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天还是继续来思想，就是约翰福音所记载主耶稣基督让拿撒路从死里复活的这整个事件。
Today we'll continue to study what the book of John recorded that Jesus raised Lazarus from death.
那么在我们刚才所读的经文当中，我们会看到，在刚才所读经文当中反复的强调，耶稣特别的爱这姐弟三人。
From the scriptures we just read, we know that it repeatedly emphasized that Jesus loved the brother and the sisters, the three of them.
那么当小弟弟拿撒路就是得了致命的重病之后呢，那么姐姐们就赶紧派人去请耶稣来。
When their brother, younger brother Lazarus was suffered from a dying disease, and his two sisters sent people to call for Jesus.
但圣经却记载，这时候耶稣在这里呢，特别的就多待了两天。
But the Bible recorded here that Lord Jesus stayed for two more days there.
然后，就是等到拿撒路确实是已经死了，这时候耶稣再对门徒说：“我们现在去吧。”
Till Lazarus was really dead, and the Lord Jesus said to his disciples that let's go there.
那么在我们上一次主日信息当中，我们看到既然耶稣如此的爱这姐弟三人，爱拿撒路，那为什么当拿撒路就是病得要死的时候，耶稣不赶紧去呢，反而在那里还停留两天。
And then, in our last sermon we studied that when the since Lord Jesus loved the Lazarus and his sisters, the three of them so much, that why when Lazarus was going to die, and the Lord Jesus didn't go there immediately and wait till he's dead.
那么圣经也确实让我们看到，耶稣在那里多等两天，并不是有什么特别的事情，就是没有什么其他的事情，耶稣就要在这里等。
And the Bible also tells us that the Lord Jesus stayed there for two more days, for nothing special.
啊，那么耶稣告诉我们原因，就是为了神的荣耀。
And the Lord Jesus told us that it is for the glory of God.
所以在我们上次主日信息当中，我们会看到，上帝爱人，就像耶稣爱拿撒路。
In our last sermon, and we saw that God loves men like He loves Lazarus.
那上帝这种爱，哇，对人的这种爱的表示出来是什么呢？就是让这个人的生命能够与神的荣耀有份。
God's love is shown to us that we have a share in God's glory.
所以在我们上次主日信息当中，我们看到耶稣基督的祷告，就是愿天父上帝爱他的门徒，就像爱主耶稣一样。
In our last sermon, we also saw Jesus prayer like this. This may God the Father, love us like He loves His disciples.
啊，那么我们都知道天父上帝是怎样爱主耶稣的呢
？And we all know that how God, Heavenly Father loves Jesus.
天父上帝让主耶稣能够归给天父上帝最大最大的荣耀。
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, give the greatest glory to God.
所以耶稣祷告说，愿上帝也同样的这样的爱来爱那些耶稣的门徒。
And so Jesus prayed to God that God will love His disciples the same way.
所以就是上帝爱你，上帝让你的生命与神的荣耀有份。
And so God loves you. God lets your life be partakers in His glory.
所以我们也看到，当我们的生命与上帝的荣耀有份的时候，那是我们生命中最喜乐、最喜乐的时刻。
So when we find out that our life has a share in God's glory, that's our greatest joyful moment.
所以这就是我们上一次主日信息我们会看到，耶稣在那里故意等两天，就是不是立刻去。就是医治拿撒路，让拿撒路经历了这么一个非常曲折的这么一个过程，是为了神的荣耀。
That's what we learned in our last sermon, that Jesus stayed in his original place for two more days and did not go to immediately heal Lazarus. It is for the glory of God.
这不是反映出，哎，好像耶稣不关心拿撒路，对拿撒路很冷酷，恰恰相反，这表达出耶稣对拿撒路的爱，让拿撒路的生命能够用来彰显神的荣耀。
It didn't mean that Jesus was cold or cruel to Lazarus and he didn't care about his life. On the contrary, and he loved Lazarus so much that he waited two more days so that Lazarus has experienced that a curved experience so that the glory of God may be.
好，那我们今天继续来看接下来的经文，就是我们今天刚才读到的这个十四节和十五节，我们大家看到的，我们可以一起再来读一遍，我们这一次就坐着读哈。
So let's read the verse 14 and 15 again.
好，约翰福音十一章十四节到十五节，十四节起。耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拿撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信，如今我们可以往他那里去。好，我们来看耶稣讲了这两句话哈，这其实一句话给它分成两节啊，耶稣讲了这句话，耶稣说拿撒路死了对不起。
So what Jesus said here is that Lazarus is dead.
然后耶稣接着说，我没有在那里，我就欢喜，就高兴。
And he continued to say that I'm glad that I was not there.
好，我们先看到这里。这句话其实非常让人奇怪，对不对？
It sounds strange.
就耶稣在那里说，拿撒路死了，然后耶稣说，我很高兴，当拿撒路病得要死的时候，我不在那里。耶稣，我很高兴，是这个样子。
It sounds strange because Jesus said that Lazarus is dead because I was not there. I am glad.
啊，我们来思想一下，比如说，我的家。跟一个医生是非常好的朋友，而这个医生的医术非常的高明。
I say that, for example, and I have a very good friend of a very good, excellent doctor.
然后呢，我曾经很多次接待这个医生啊，和他的很多朋友来我们家呀，就是，总之，我跟这个医生关系很好，然后这个医生也很喜欢我家，也很爱我。
And, many times I invited the doctor to our house for dinner, and we have very good friendship, and the doctor also loves me.
那有一天，我的弟弟病了，病得要死了。
And one day my brother is sick and he's dying.
然后我知道我这个好朋友医生，他是绝对可以把我的弟弟的病治好，我就派人去找他。
And I know for sure that my good friend, the doctor, can heal my brother. So I called people to send him to call him back to my house.
但是这个医生得到这个消息之后呢，他没有立刻赶来，他反而他故意多等两天，而且在这等两天当中，他也没有什么特别的事情，他就是要在那里等两天。
But when the doctor heard the news, and he didn't come immediately, and he stayed there for two more days, and for nothing special.
然后最后他来了，我的弟弟已经死了，都埋了四十天了。
And finally he came, and when my brother is already dead, and he has been there for been dead for 4 days.
然后我后来知道，哦，这个医生他来之前他居然还讲一句话，就说。当我弟弟死的时候，他不在这里，他还感到很高兴。
And later I learned that when the doctor before he came and he said words like this, and my brother is dead, and he was glad that he was not here.
我们大家思想一下。
So let's think about this.
那这句话在你听来，如果你是马大，如果你是玛利亚，你如果看到这句话。你会不会感到非常非常的不可理解耶稣讲的这句话
？So imagine that you are Martha or you are Mary. That when you heard Jesus has said words like this, is it sounds incredible to you?
或者，因为耶稣讲这样的时候太冷酷、太无情了。
Or you think that what Jesus said are too cruel?
那你不来，你或许有什么事情？那没有办法，那我弟弟死了。但是你居然说你不来，你还感到很高兴。
And you didn't come maybe for some special reasons, and there's no way out. But you said that you didn't come, and my brother is dead. You are glad.
所以这我们会看到，耶稣在这里的高兴，事实上是一件让人很难理解的。
So here, when Jesus said that he was glad, it's hard for us to understand.
那么，如果我们来看福音书，其实耶稣有几处他说他的心喜乐高兴呢，这样其实都是让人很难理解的。
If we read the Gospels, and we can find several times that when it's recorded that Jesus was joyful or he was glad, and those times are also hard for us to understand why he's joyful or glad.
当然了，耶稣接下来说，他为什么因为没有立刻赶到拿撒路那里，他觉得很高兴呢？是为了门徒的益处。
But Jesus told us that, he was glad that he was not there when Lazarus was dead because it is for the sake of the disciples.
这门徒经历过这整件事情之后，包括见证后来耶稣让拿撒路从死里复活，经历过这整件事情之后。门徒对耶稣的认识和信心都可以增长。
And when the disciples has experienced the whole incident, including the resurrection of the Lazarus later, and the disciples' faith and their knowledge toward Jesus and God were strengthened.
所以耶稣是因为这个高兴，就是你们的信心会增长，整件事情过后，你们的信心会增长，你们会相信，会真正的相信，你也会真正的认识我是谁。
And it is for this reason that Jesus was glad that because after those things, then the disciples' faith and knowledge toward Jesus will be increased.
然后耶稣就很高兴，就啊，你们的信心可以在这一次机会，这是一个很好的机会，可以让你们的信心增长。耶稣非常高兴。
Jesus was glad because it was a very good opportunity for the disciples to have their faith increased.
有时候我们看到这里，我会提一个问题。哎，耶稣，你讲这个话，你有没有考虑过马大和玛利亚的心情呢
？Sometimes we'll ask that Jesus, you said those words. Have you any concern about the feelings of Martha or Mary?
哦，你让我们姐弟三人经历这么多的曲折虽然我弟弟是后来是复活了，但是前面又是疾病又是被埋葬，我们又悲痛欲绝，要经历这些，哦。我说了半天，原来是为了你的门徒啊。
The sisters may wonder that, Lord Jesus, you have led us to experience such a life that my brother is sick and dead and buried, and then even though he was raised to life later, and you said all those things just for the benefit of your disciples.
然后你为你的门徒信心有机会得到增长。你就喜乐，但是在我们听来，在比如说在马大玛利亚听起来好像还是，那我们在哪里呢？你有没有考过我们的感受呢？
And for the benefit of your disciples, so that their faith will be strengthened, that you were glad. But have you ever have any concern about our feeling?
其实，这个其实，在我们上次主义信息当中，其实基本上也解决了这个问题，就是说每一个爱神的人或者被神所爱的人，他的生命真正的喜乐在于他能够荣耀神，他可能需要经历很多的挫折他才能荣耀神，但是这就是他生命中的喜乐，这也就是他生命中真正有意义的地方。
We have talked about this last sermon that it is the joy of the people who love God, or whether or God, all those who God loved, that it is their joy that they can have a share in God's glory, even though they must have experienced some hardships.
所以我刚才就是那些疑惑啊，那些顾虑，事实上对于一个真正爱耶稣的人来说，他都没有这些。他就会说，哪怕我经历再多的坎坷，再多的曲折，但是我能够让耶稣的名得到荣耀，我就非常喜乐了。
So for someone who really loves God, all the doubts and questions I've just raised were nothing to them. And for them, the greatest joy in their life is that they can give glory to God.
或者说，他能够被上帝使用。用作来荣耀神的名，他就觉得这是我的荣幸，这是我的喜乐。
Or we can say that it's their great joy or great privilege that they can be used to by God or could be used to glorify God.
好，那我们再回到我们刚才所读到，耶稣在这里特别喜乐，是因为门徒的信心可以增长。
So we'll come back to the point we just mentioned, that the Lord Jesus was glad because the faith of the disciples could be strengthened.
事实上，在这一次耶稣让死人复活之前，让拿撒路从死里复活之前，耶稣已经两次行神迹了，就是让人从死里复活。
Actually, before this incident, Jesus has twice raised people from death.
那么一次呢，是让这个雅鲁的女儿复活，一次是让拿因城寡妇的这个儿子从死里复活。
One time is raising the daughter of Jairus, and another time is raising the son of a widow in the city of Nain.
那么这一次让拿撒路从死里复活，跟上两次有什么不同呢？
So what's the difference between this time that Jesus raised Lazarus to the previous two times.
因为上两次耶稣让死里复活，真的人呢是刚刚死。
And the previous two times when Jesus raised the dead to life, and those people just died.
啊，耶稣让他们从死里复活。
And Jesus raised them back to life.
那这一次，耶稣就故意等两天。
But this time, Jesus, purposely waited two more days.
也就是拿撒路这一次就不是刚刚死了，就死了，埋葬都四天了，然后人们都认为他尸体估计都开始腐烂了。
And this time, it's not.After Lazarus was just dead, and he has been dead for 4 days, and has been buried, and the people thought that he has become stinked.
那么，这个时候耶稣再去，再让拿撒路从死里复活，说是这是一个更伟大的神迹。
So this time when Jesus went there to restore Lazarus back to life, it is a greater miracle.
所以就是不是刚刚死去的人，然后耶稣赶紧让他活过来，而是一个确确实实已经死了、埋葬了很多天的人，耶稣可以让他从死里复活。
This time Jesus did not raise someone who just died, and this time it's Lazarus who has been dead for 4 days and has been buried, and Jesus restored him to life.
所以没有人认为耶稣可以做到这样的事情。
So no one could imagine that Jesus could perform such a miracle.
就即便是耶稣的门徒已经亲眼见证耶稣两次让人从死里复活，但是耶稣的门徒仍然不相信这一次耶稣可以让一个埋葬四天的人从死里复活，因为这个人已经死太久了。
Even for Jesus' disciples who have witnessed that Jesus has raised people from death for two times, and his disciples still didn't believe that Jesus could raise Lazarus to life, who has been buried for 4 days.
所以这就是为什么耶稣一定要多等两天再去，因为耶稣要行一个更加伟大的神迹，要不然这个神迹跟他前两次就没有什么不同了。但是耶稣要行一个更伟大的神迹。
That's why Jesus stayed two more days, because he will perform a greater miracle. And if he just went there immediately, and that miracle will be no difference from the previous two times.
啊，我记得有一个姊妹哈，组内的姊妹曾经讲过一句话，让我印象深刻。
I remember a sister in the Lord has ever said some words that impressed me a lot.
啊，这句话就是上帝要行一个神迹之前，上帝先让你看到一个不可能。
And she said that before God performs a miracle, he will let you see an impossibility.
耶稣在这里等两天，要所有人看到这是一个巨大的不可能，耶稣不可能让拿撒路再活过来。
And Jesus waited two more days so that everyone can see that it is an impossibility that Lazarus will be raised to life.
但是最后人们看到了，所以门徒对耶稣的信心就跟以前的信心就不一样了。
But then people saw, and especially the disciples, their faces were different from before.
所以在这里我们会看到是什么让耶稣这么喜乐呢？是当耶稣看到人对他的信心能够增长，这是一件让耶稣非常喜乐的事情。
And here we can see that why Jesus was glad. It is because that the faithof those disciples could be strengthened. That makes Jesus glad.
所以耶稣是否立刻去医治拿撒路，是否立刻去让拿撒路从死里复活，其实这些都不重要，因为耶稣讲得很清楚，就是这个不至于死，就是耶稣说这个死就是永恒的死，灵魂的灭亡那种死。
And it is not important here whether Jesus went immediately to heal Lazarus or went immediately to raise Lazarus from death. And because Jesus said this was not unto death, that what he mentions here is eternal death.
所以在我们今天看来，哇，我的病早一天好，晚一天好，哇，非常大的事情。
For us today, the most time we think that God heals us earlier or later, that's a great difference.
或者我这个眼前的困难早一天被解决，晚一天被解决，哇，那是最大的事情，我巴不得立刻就解决。
Or we can say that God solves our problems earlier or later. That's a great difference, and we hope that God solves our problems immediately.
但在耶稣看呢，这其实不是最最大的事情，最最重要的事情。
But in Jesus' eyes, that's not the most important thing. That's not the greatest thing.
就是早一点晚一点其实不太重要，因为这些事情不会让你真正的死，就是灵魂的死。
Whether those problems are solved earlier or later, that's not an important thing because those things will not make you die. That's the death is meant for eternal death.
那么什么是最最重要的？就是你是否有真正对上帝的信心，这太重要了。
But what's the most important thing? That's your faith toward God. Whether you have that faith, that's the most important thing.
因为这个决定你是否真正的活着，还是你会死去，真正的永恒的死去，灭亡。
Because that's will decide whether you will live or you will die.
那么，所以当耶稣看到，只要让门徒的信心可以增长，那么拿撒路的病那可以等两天。
So Jesus saw that as long as the faith of the disciples could be strengthened, then he can wait two more days go to Lazarus.
所以在这里我们看到是什么事情让耶稣的心喜乐呢？就是当耶稣看到人们对他的信心能够增长，而且是正确的信心，耶稣的心里就非常高兴，非常喜乐。
So here we can see that Jesus was glad because people's or the disciples' faith, the right faith about Jesus, has been increased. That's his greatest joy.
我以前听过一首歌是王菲唱的，叫《你快乐，所以我快乐》。
I've ever heard a song sung by Wang Fei called "You're Happy, So I'm Happy."
我看到有些弟兄姊妹在那里好像心领神会的样子。
Maybe some of you know that song.
这已经就是暴露年纪了很老的一首歌。
It's an old song.
但是我为什么印象深刻？其实歌词我都不记得，但这个歌名就让我印象很深刻。
Impressed me a lot, not because of its lyrics, because I forgot about those, but the title of the song impressed me.
这就是爱啊。
That's love.
当一个人爱另外一个人的时候，那这个人什么才是他最快乐的时刻呢？
When you love someone, what's the most joyful moment? What's the most happiest moment?
就是当他发现他所爱的这一位快乐，哇，他就快乐的不行了，他快乐不得了了。
When you find someone you love is happy and you'll be happy.
所以就是当你真正爱一个人，那什么时候你心里最快乐呢？就是你看见你所爱的人，你可以让他脸上露出笑容，你可以让他心里充满喜乐，那个时候就是你自己最大的喜乐了。
So when you truly love someone, and what is your greatest happiness moment is that you can make the smiles appear on the one you love, and you can make his or her heart filled with joy.
我印象非常非常深刻，那是在很多很多年以前，还是我做小孩子的时候，我曾经看过一个场面，就是一对老夫妻啊。
I still clearly remember a scene when I was a little boy, that an old couple.
那个时候让我印象太深刻，我那个时候大概只有六七岁的样子吧，好像七八岁。
That impressed me a lot when I was about only 6 or 7 years old.
我看到什么呢？我就看见一个老头子啊，一个老人家，他在那里就是玩那个双杠，然后呢，他还是很有力气的啊，但是他从那个双杠上跳下来，他最后做了一个非常滑稽的动作，就像那个体操运动员把手这样一扬，然后一俯身做这么一个动作。
And what did I see? I saw the old man. He was playing on the parallels. And when he jumps off the parallel, he was making a posture like the gymnastics like this. And it looks really funny to me.
然后我心想，哎呦，我说这个老头怎么像个老小孩一样，太可笑了，因为那个动作很滑稽啊，尤其是个老头子做出来，太可笑了。
It looks really funny to me because such an old man is like an old kid and he could perform that action.
后来我看见他旁边站着他的妻子，一个老太太，在那里被他这个动作笑逗得呵呵呵呵在那笑。
Later, I saw an old lady sitting beside him and she was giggled by his performance.
七八岁的我就知道。这就是爱呀。
And even though I was only 7 or 8 years old, I know that that's love.
我说哇塞，不是太美好了，这就是爱呀。
I thought that that's beautiful and that is love.
就是这个老头，这个老先生，他不管别人看他多么可笑、多么滑稽、多么为老不尊，他最喜乐、最开心的事情。让他所爱的妻子能够在那里脸上露出笑容。
And this old man, he didn't care about what other people view of him, whether he was doing some ugly performance actions, and his greatest joy is that his wife and his loved one could smile, could laugh.
我们今天爱耶稣。
Today when we love Jesus.
我们怎样爱耶稣？
How can we love Jesus?
你让耶稣的心喜乐，那就是我们最大的喜乐了。
You make Jesus' hearts rejoice. That will be also be our greatest joy.
我怎样让我所爱的耶稣，他心里能够喜乐呢？他能够高兴呢
？How can we make Lord Jesus, whom we love, and rejoice?
那就是我所做的，我所经历的，可以让别人。更加的来认识我所爱的耶稣，来信靠我所爱的耶稣，我就可以让耶稣心里喜乐，那也就是我最大的喜乐。
And if what we do or what we say can make other people, and to love and to believe in Jesus or have faith strengthened in Jesus, that will make Lord Jesus rejoice, and that it will be also our greatest joy.
你快乐，所以我快乐。耶稣快乐，我就快乐。
As long as you are happy, I'm happy. As long as Jesus is happy, I'm happy.
耶稣告诉我们，他怎样他会快乐，怎样他会喜乐。
Jesus has told us that how he could be glad or how he could rejoice.
就是当耶稣看到人们对他的信心、对他的认识得到加深、得到增长的时候，耶稣心里高兴。
And Jesus was.Is glad when he saw that people's face toward him was strengthened.
那我就去做这件事情。
Then I will do this thing.
那我的人生经历，那我所做，我做一切事情，我就是要让人更深的来爱、来认识、来信我所爱的主，那就是我最大的喜乐了，因为我可以让我的主喜乐。
So our life experience, what we say, what we.Do if we can make other people have more knowledge about God, have more faith and trust in Jesus, that will make Lord Jesus rejoice, and that will be also our greatest joy.
今天很多人呢总是想，哎呀，上帝啊，你要让我开心，你要让我喜乐。
Today, a lot of people always think that God, you will make me happy.
啊，上帝啊，我为什么来信耶稣呢？那就是。为了让你可以让我来快乐，我才来信你啊。
But some people will say that God, I come to believe in you, just in order that you can make me happy.
其实，当人们有这样的想法的时候呢，第一，他显然不爱耶稣，对不对
？People who have such thoughts, definitely they don't love Jesus.
如果他真正爱耶稣的话，他就不是一天到晚想耶稣啊，你应该让我快乐。他不会，他会想我怎样让耶稣快乐。这是我爱耶稣。
If they truly love Jesus, they will not always think about how could Jesus make him happy, and he will always think about how to make Jesus rejoice.
所以当人们总这样想，哎呀，耶稣啊，你要让我快乐。哎呀，我信你信得好辛苦啊！你要让我快乐。当人总这样想的时候，他不爱耶稣，那也反映他其实也没有真正的认识耶稣。
So when people say that God, I come before you, I have a hardship to come before you, and so that you should make me happy. And when people have such thoughts, it means that he or she doesn't love Jesus, and it also means that he or she doesn't know about Jesus.
如果他真正的认识耶稣，真正的知道耶稣，他就会爱那一位在十字架上为他舍己的耶稣。
If he truly knows Jesus, and he will love the Lord Jesus who has died for him on the cross.
他就会一天到晚想，我怎样让那一位为我舍己的耶稣，让他的心喜乐，而不是一天到晚的想，他怎样让我的心喜乐。
Then he will keep thinking all day long that how he could make Jesus glad and who have died for him on the cross, and instead of letting Jesus make him happy.
圣经中有很多很多这些真正认识神并且爱神的人。
In the Bible, there are many such people who truly loves God and truly knows God.
所以当他们的人生经历也好、他们的言行也好，能够帮助别人来更认识神，更信靠神，他们就喜乐，神的心就喜乐。
And when their life experiences or what they say or what they do could make other people have more faith toward God or have more knowledge about God, and their heart will rejoice and will be, make God's heart rejoice.
因为时间的关系，就是这屏幕上的经文我们就不一节节的读、但是这段经文大家都非常熟悉，就是约瑟和对他哥哥所讲的一番话。
For the time's sake, we will not read the scriptures on the screen, and we are familiar with the scriptures that what Joseph said to his brothers.
我们都知道约瑟在很年轻的时候，十几岁的时候就被他的哥哥出卖，卖到埃及去做奴隶去了。
We all know that when Joseph was still a teenager and he was sold by his brothers to Egypt to be a slave.
所以约瑟他是、非常非常坎坷的经历。那么很多年以后他又见到了这些当年出卖过他的哥哥们。
And so Joseph had a hard life there, and many years later, and he met with his brothers again.
然后约瑟在这里安慰他的哥哥，就是你们呐、不要在这里自怨自恨了，就是因为你们当年对我做的那些事情，你不要再埋怨自己、恨自己了。
So here Joseph comforted his brothers, said that do not be grieved or angry with yourselves because you what you have done to me many years earlier.
你们要认识这是神做的，神让我先来，所以今天他可以保全你们，保全以色列全家。
And you should know that it's the works of God that he sent me before you so that we can preserve the whole family.
所以约瑟在这里做什么事情呢？约瑟在这里让他的哥哥来认识神，来真正的认识神，来更多的信靠神。
So what Joseph did here is thatHe was making his brothers to know more about God.
他说是神差我来的。
He said that it's God who sent me before you.
不仅仅是你们把我卖到这里来做奴隶，归根结底这是神，你要认识神，神做的。
It's not that you have sold me to Egypt to be a slave. It is God's works that he was doing the same.
很多年以后呢，就是约瑟和他哥哥们，那他们的父亲雅各就死了。
Many years later, and Joseph and his brothers, their father was dead.
那这时候，约瑟的哥哥们又害怕约瑟会来报复他们。
And at that time, his brothers was worried again that Joseph would revenge on them.
就是约瑟再一次的安慰他们，就是你们从前确实是害了我。但是这一切事情都是为了成就神的美意，神的意思是好，就是你们还是要认识神。
And one more time that Joseph comforted his brothers, said you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good so that we can save many people.
我们可以想象一下，当约瑟这样的不停地在安慰他的哥哥，这个曾经害他出卖他的哥哥们的时候，天父上帝看到约瑟，天父上帝的心怎样？
So let's imagine that when Joseph has kept comforting his brothers who have harmed him or sold him as a slave, and when God, when Heavenly Father saw all this, what will Heavenly Father think?
天父上帝的心是忧伤还是喜乐呢？
Will Heavenly Father be glad or sorrowful?
喜乐是不是？
He will be glad.
他说你看，这就是爱我的约瑟所做的事情。他经历了那么多的坎坷，他被他的亲哥哥出卖陷害，但是你看他到现在，他不仅不报复，他还是要带领他的哥哥来认识神，来更加的信靠神，认识神。
God will see that, see, this is Joseph whom I love, and after so many hardships, and he didn't complain, and he even comforted his brother, and he was leading his brothers to more knowledge about God.
所以天父上帝看到约瑟的哥哥们对上帝的认识信心加深，天父上帝心何等的喜乐。
So when God saw that Joseph's brother's faith or the knowledge about God was strengthened, and how glad that the heart of the God is.
有些人可能会说，哎呀，上帝的心你太冷酷了，约瑟的哥哥们对约瑟那么坏，那样害他，你不替约瑟伸冤，你居然还为约瑟这样的安慰他哥哥，你还感到高兴啊？你对约瑟太冷酷了，可能有人会有这样的想法。
Maybe some people may think that, God, you are too cruel to, Joseph, and since his brother has done so many things, so many bad things, evil things against, Joseph, and you didn't revenge for him, repay for him, and you're even glad that Joseph did those things.
但是我想，不管别人怎么看上帝对约瑟冷不冷酷，但是约瑟不会认为上帝对他冷酷，对不对？
No matter how other people view that God is cruel to Joseph, and Joseph will never think that God is cruel to him.
因为约瑟自己说了，上帝的意思是好的。
Because Joseph himself said God meant it for good.
我做奴隶，我做囚犯，我十几岁就离开我的爱我的父亲，但这一切事情，包括我现在做宰相，这一切的事情是好的，上帝的意思是好，不仅对我好，对你们所有人都好。
And Joseph has been a slave or a prisoner, or he has left his family when he was a teenager, or even later he became a prime minister of Egypt. And Joseph said all those things that God meant it for good, not only for me, but for all of you.
所以当我们看到耶稣说神的意思是好的，这绝对不是一件无可奈何的叹息，这其实是一句充满喜乐和感恩的话。
So when Joseph said that God meant it for good, it is not a sign, or it is a word with great joy.
所以呢，其实约瑟在这里做的这些事情，他自己承受了很多，受了很多委屈，受了很多痛苦，但是约瑟的心很喜乐，因为他让天父上帝的心喜乐。
And actually, what Joseph has endured a lot of hardships or afflictions, but he was joyful because he has made the heart of God rejoice.
我以前在我以前的教会，我也经历过这样的一件事情，让我也更加的明白。就是人怎样可以让神的心喜乐。
In our previous church, we have experienced something that make me understand more that how we can make the heart of God rejoice.
在我以前的教会有个十岁的小女孩，有一天一大早呢，她就被这个开水就烫伤了，把她的腿啊就烫伤，就皮都烫掉一块。
In our previous church, there was a 10-year-old girl, and she was burned by the boiling water one morning.
然后，但这天礼拜天，她还是就是要来到教会。后来她妈妈就带着她还是来到教会，但是腿已经烫伤很厉害，当然会包扎，会处理一下。
And it was Sunday morning, even though her leg was injured, and of course they dealt with it little bit, and her mother still took her to church to attend worship.
后来那一天呢，正好也有一对就是慕道友的母女也来到教会。
And on that day, also another mother and daughter who was a gospel friend who came to the church.
就是的，这个女儿呢，这个慕道友的女儿一直对基督教信仰是有点排斥的。
The daughter of that mother, who was a gospel friend, has been against the Christian faith.
但是呢，她在我们整个教会，就我当年那个教会，她最喜欢这个十岁的小姑娘，她就喜欢她。
But in the whole church, she likes the little girl, the 10-year little girl, very much.
后来我那天聚完会，我就对这一个慕道友母女说，我说，哎，今天正好你们是开车来的，你把他们。就是这个烫伤的小姑娘跟她妈妈，你正好把她们带回去，因为她们没有开车来。
So after the service, I said to the mother and the daughter who was gospel friends and said that since you drove your car here, and could you take the mother and that 10-year little girl back to home because the little girl is injured by the hot water.
后来我当时说，我说我第一句话，因为是习惯嘛，我总是说，哎呀，感谢神，神今天正好把你们带来了啊，你们可以用你们的车把这一对母女带回去，因为这小孩子腿烫伤了。
So I habitually said something like, "Praise the Lord, thank Lord that God had brought you, brought you here. Since you drove your car here, you can, take the mother and daughter." Back home.
后来那个开车来的那个妈妈呢，那个慕道友，她就很机灵啊，她喜欢开玩笑，她就说，哎呦，哦，原来你说上帝让这个小女孩烫伤，就是为了让我来教会，然后把她带回去。你这样说，上帝不是太残酷了吗
？And the mother who drove the car to the church, and she was joking with me that what you meant is that God made the girl was born with boiling water so that we can come to the church and take them back to home. What you said, is it that God's very cruel?
所以他这个逻辑大家可能一下子没有转过来啊，但是这个经常有这样的人，你知道吗？他就显得自己比较聪明啊，脑筋转得比较快啊，他有一些奇怪的逻辑，然后他会自鸣得意地讲出来。
Maybe you cannot understand her logic, but some people think that they're very smart, so they come with some logics that will come some strange ideas.
当然，他也是跟我开玩笑，他就说，你说的上帝太残酷了，上帝让他烫伤，就为了让我们可以来教会，这是上帝这太残酷了。
So she was kind of joking with me, said, what do you mean that God is so cruel that he made the little girl injured so that we can come to the church to take them back home.
后来呢，他们就带这个烫伤的小女孩回家。这个小女孩呢，就跟她的这个姑娘就一路上传福音，因为这个姑娘就喜欢这个十岁的小女孩。
So they took the mother and daughter back home in their car, and on the way home, this 10-year little girl shared the gospel with that girl and who likes this girl very much.
所以后来我就知道啊，就是那一次在车上啊，这个腿烫伤这个小女孩给那个另外一个那个牧道友那个孩子传福音的时候，其实给那个孩子心里留下非常深的印象。他那个时候对基督教的印象就开始转变。他说这真的是一个信上帝的人，你别看他年纪这么小。
So later I learned that when this 10-year little girl who was burnt with boiling water that day and shared, when she shared gospel with the other girl and the other girl's idea or his thought about the Christian belief has actually changed because she saw that this is really someone who believed in God even though she's only 10 years old.
后来就是这个烫伤的这个小姑娘，她有一次就是感恩节做见证了，她的感恩见证就是感谢上帝让那一天我腿烫伤了，我有机会跟人传福音。
Later in Thanksgiving, when this 10-year little girl gives testimonies in the public, and her testimony was like that, thank God that on that day that I my leg was injured or burned with boiling water so that I could have that opportunity to share the gospel with the other girl.
我可以让人对上帝的爱，对上帝的认识加深，信心加深，我很喜乐。
I greatly rejoice because I can make somebody, some other people's knowledge and faith toward God strengthen.
所以这就是我们今天来思想什么事情可以让耶稣的心喜乐，就是当人们信耶稣的心增长，耶稣的心就喜乐。
So today, when we think about what can make the heart of Jesus rejoice, it's when the people's faith toward him strengthens. That's the most joyful moment of Jesus.
由此我们想到，那我怎样让我爱的耶稣，让他的心喜乐呢？
So how can we make Lord Jesus, whom we love, rejoice?
那就是我们让人对耶稣的认识和信心得到增长，即便我可能会被烫伤，即便我可能会经历很多挫折和坎坷，但是我心里充满了喜乐，因为我可以让我所爱的耶稣喜乐。
That is to make other people, their faith toward God, their knowledge about God be increased or strengthened. And even though that my leg may be injured, or I may endure hardships, and I will be greatly joyful because I can make the Lord Jesus, whom I love, rejoice.
罗马书十四章十七节告诉我们，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义和和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit."
一个真正属于上帝国度里面的人，喜乐非常重要。
For someone who is in the kingdom of God, joy is very important.
那一个真正属神的人，他怎样喜乐呢？他的喜乐是，他可以让耶稣喜乐，他就喜乐了。
And for someone who belongs to God, how could he rejoice? Is that he could make the heart of Jesus joyful? That is joy.
其实这也是使徒保罗所说的。他只要看到，就是被他所带领、所教导的那些人，那些人的信心成长，他说，即便是我被浇奠在这个祭物上面，他说我都是喜乐的。
That's also what Apostle Paul said, that for those people he has been teaching, well, their faith been strengthened or their faith been increased, and his heart rejoiced. And he said, even if he was poured out like a drinking offering on the sacrifice.
就是在腓立比书二章十五到十八节的这个经文。时间的关系我们就不读，但那个意思是什么呢？就是说保罗看到这些人的信心增长，保罗心里非常的喜乐，保罗把这些人的信心呈现在神的面前。
So that's what's recorded in Philippians chapter 2:15-18, and what it says is that the Paul's heart rejoices because those people he has been teaching, their faith has been strengthened, and heLike to offer their faith as a sacrifice to God.
他说，我只要能把这些人增长的信心呈现在神的面前，他说，哪怕我被浇奠其上，被焚烧，都可以，我都很喜乐。
He said, as long as I can offer the faith of those people as a sacrifice to God, even if I'm poured out like a drinking offering on it, I would be greatly joyful.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦前书其实也是表达同样的意思，就是当使徒们看见，就是那些信徒的信心坚固，那些信徒的信心成长坚固，使徒们说，哇，那我们就喜乐，我们就甚至活了。
And it is the same in the first Thessalonian, the verses here, it says, when the apostles saw that those people, with them, their faithsteadfast, and they rejoice.
他说，即便我们在一切的困苦患难当中，但只要看到你们的信心成长坚固，那我们就活过来，我们就喜乐。
They said that even in we are in afflictions and distress, and as long as we see that your faith toward God be strengthened and increased, we rejoice.
基督徒的人生呢，绝对不是一个自私、以自我为中心的人生。
Christian life must not be a selfish or self-centered life.
基督徒不是每天想着上帝啊，你要让我开心，你要让我快乐。
Christians should not always think about every day that God, you should make me happy.
基督徒每天想的是神呐、啊，你这样的爱我，我爱你，我要让神的心喜乐，我要让耶稣的心喜乐。
Christians should think like this: that Jesus, you have, God, you have loved so much that I will love you and make your heart rejoice.
那我就让更多的人更加的认识神，更加的信靠神，我就喜乐。虽然因此我会遭遇可能很多的挫折，但是我还是充满喜乐。
And so we will make a lot of other people have know you and trust in you, believe in you. And even though we may experience hardships or afflictions, and we will rejoice because it will make your heart rejoice.
好，我们最后请大家起立，我们最后来读几处圣经的经文。
Let's all stand up and let's read a few scriptures in the Bible.
我们一起看到屏幕上，我们一起来读马太福音22:37-38。
Matthew chapter 22:37-38。
37节起，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。”啊，我们再来读约翰一书的4:19。
1 John 4:19。
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你，你要让我们的心里充满从天上来，从你那里来的喜乐。
Lord, I thank you that you will make our heart filled with joy from heaven from you.
你要让喜乐从神来的喜乐成为我们服事的力量。
It will make the joy from God be the strength of our serving you.
主啊，我们今天我们在这地上短暂的一生，我们能够拥有，我们能够经历的最大的喜乐，就是当我们看见神的心喜乐，主耶稣基督的心喜乐。
In this short life we have in on the earth, the greatest joy we may experience is that we can make the heart of our God rejoice.
求神来坚固我们的信心，来兴起我们。
May God strengthen our faith to rise us up.
让我们注目在主耶稣基督身上，而不是每天注目在我们自己身上。
So that we can fix our eyes on Lord Jesus instead of fixing our eyes on ourselves.
让我们每天的言行，让我们所做的一切，能够让耶稣的心喜乐喜悦，而不是让神的心担忧。
So that every day, whatever we do, we will make the heart of Jesus rejoice instead of make him sorrowful.
让我们能够带领更多的人。来真正的认识神，来信靠神，让他们的信心能够增长。
So that we can lead more and more people to know God, to trust in God, so their faith will be strengthened.
虽然在完成这项使命的时候，我们可能会经历很多的挫折，很多的困难。
Even though we may experience a lot of difficulties when we are performing this task.
但是我们这是我们最喜乐的时刻，这是我们最喜乐的经历，因为这一切可以让主耶稣基督的心喜乐。
But that will be our most joyful moment and experience because those things will make the heart of Jesus rejoice.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.